Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Foxconn has taken possession of the site of their future factory. 787 acres of land in Mount Pleasant has been turned over to the company from Taiwan. Earth-moving equipment is expected to begin excavation work within the next few days. The land is worth $36.9 million, according to a deed recorded yesterday. And four people were injured in Milwaukee last night when a car being chased by police ran a stop sign at 12th and Orchard and crashed into another vehicle. There were three people in the car being chased and one person in the other vehicle. Police said the driver of the vehicle being chased would be arrested after being treated at the hospital. And here is read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The growing number of hit-and-run crashes in Milwaukee will be a topic of discussion at a Common Council meeting today. That's a Common Council committee meeting. Okay, let's start over. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The growing number of hit-and-run crashes in Milwaukee will be a topic of discussion at a Common Council committee meeting today. In 2013, hit-and-run crashes made up 23% of all crashes. In 2017, that number had risen to 29%. Nationwide, deaths from hit-and-run crashes went up 60% from 2009 to 2016. And the Brewers won again last night 6-2 over the Royals, sweeping the two-game series in Kansas City. They now go to Chicago for a four-game series with the fourth-place Cubs starting this evening. And here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Foxconn has taken possession of the site of their future factory. 787 acres of land in Mount Pleasant has been turned over to the company from Taiwan. Earth-moving equipment is expected to begin excavation work within the next few days. The land is worth $36.9 million, according to a deed recorded yesterday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has approved the plan to supply the Foxconn factory with about 7 million gallons of water per day from Lake Michigan. And Vice President Mike Pence was in Milwaukee yesterday. He was here to raise money for Governor Walker and to promote the Republican tax plan. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has approved the plan to supply the Foxconn factory with about 7 million gallons of water per day from Lake Michigan. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, which governs high school sports in the state, is considering a change to their code of conduct rules to prevent student athletes convicted of a felony from playing in a state tournament. And the Bucks play game 6 of their first-round playoff series with the Celtics tonight at the Bradley Center. If the Bucks win, they go back to Boston for game 7 on Saturday. If they lose, their season is over. And here's the forecast. Forecast for Milwaukee, mostly sunny today. Then I'm going to start the forecast over. Are you ready? And here's your forecast, mostly sunny this afternoon, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, rain likely with highs in the low 50s. Saturday, sunshine but cooler with highs only in the upper 40s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.